This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The web's hit music station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is Tammy Neal, and she has a brand new book called Twisted Innocence. Tammy, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So tell me all about Twisted Innocence. What's it all about?
So it's about a group of friends. They're seniors. Ellie is our main character, and she's a senior in high school. She works at a water park where she has taken over a management position. Mm-hmm. There's a love triangle, some drama, and then some dangerous situation with a stalker that comes into play. And, you know, things just turn from there.
Well, it sounds exciting. It sounds thrilling. What did you come up with the idea? You know, what kind of got you to kind of create this, thriller in a water park?
So I'm actually a seventh grade English teacher at a middle school here in San Antonio. And we do a lot of pre-writing, and it started off as a pre-write with some of my students. And I loved it so much, I kind of went back to it. I have a swimming background, and I used to be a lifeguard at SeaWorld when I was in high school and college. So I think pieces from that came into play, and my students had big parts into adding some of the drama and some of the scenarios into it, and kind of just played from there.
So how much credit did you give your students, though, for creating this book? I mean, did they really work on character development with you? Like, how much of their input was put into the book?
So I had a good chunk of it down. Like, I had the lifeguard part down. I had the love triangle down. But one of my students, his name is Sheldon, he was in writing club with me, and he was the true inspirer, and I dedicated the book to him because I went out and I was like, okay, I have this, but I'm missing something major. And he was the one that came up with, well, throw in a stalker, and then gave me bits and pieces here and there. And I was like, okay, I can go with this. And, you know, it just worked out, and I loved it.
And that's the best way to do it, though. I mean, you never expected those to come from, you know, just all different parts of the world, like creativity. But then, you know, you talk to your students and trying to get their brains flowing, and they come up with some great, great ideas. I mean, is this the first time Is this the first time you ever reached out to your students to kind of get their input on a book that you've kind of been, you know, or just like a writing piece that you've been writing on?
Yeah. A lot of times I take situations from them or characteristics from them and put it in. But this was the first one that I was like, okay, I'm stuck. What do I do from here? And then it really turned into something that I just couldn't put down. I had printed it out in binders and had students read it. And then I had students continue to say, man, you need to get it published. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try. And now they're like, Steve, look what, we told you could do it. And I'm like, oh, thanks, guys.
Well, now the book's blown up, you know, and it's on Amazon, and it's all over the place. Again, it's called Twisted Innocence, and it's by Tammy Neal. You know, did you ever expect the kind of the book to flourish like it has on Amazon and all over the place?
No, in my mind and my heart and soul, you know, I put it out there because I wanted my students to have something to read. And it took off from the binder. Like I said, I had printed it out and I had it in a binder, and I had a line of students that wanted to read it. And so that was really my goal, is just to have like my family and friends and my students to be able to read it. And then time after time, and you know, year after year, the kids are like, you really need to get this published. And now that I have my students that have graduated, and Sheldon's one of them that has graduated and come back and, you know, has a picture with the book, and they're like, I told you it would go places. So it's thrilling and exciting and never imagined it. I have kids asking for a second one. So we're, you know, getting the process rolling, thinking about it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you too. I mean, is there going to be a second book to this series, or are you going to write a second book completely different?
So there will be a second to the series that I have pretty much outlined out. And I think it would be a trilogy. The third and final is the one that I'm brainstorming with. And then I have another idea in mind, but it would be completely different. So hopefully this is the first of many for me.
That's awesome. And I hope it is too. You know, I'm excited about seeing what the next chapter of Twisted Innocence can be and what it can bring too. I mean, did you ever expect, you know, as a teacher to write a book or get a book published?
Never in my mind. And even it's embarrassing, but grammatical things that as I'm teaching, I'm like, oh, I don't know that I've ever really used this in real life. And, you know, I'm teaching it to the kids and they're like, when am I ever going to use this? And then I found myself, you know, as I'm writing, I'm like, oh, hey, here's a perfect example. And then they're putting it into their writings and they're saying, oh, I tried this and I was able to combine this and this. And mm-hmm. I used a semicolon for the first time in my life. And I was like, I did too.
Yeah, it's amazing too. You know, what kind of got you into teaching in the first place?
I think I've always meant to be. I was always meant to have been a teacher. My grandmother is a teacher. My aunt currently is a teacher. I went to school not to be a teacher. I went to school for tourism management and did that for a big amount of time, and then just found my place back in the classroom and absolutely love it. It's where I need to be. The kids have asked too, you know, if this goes off and you make $1 million, I'm like, I'm not Stephen King, not gonna happen. Although, you know, wishful thinking, you know, would you leave us? And I was like, no, I really don't think I would ever leave teaching because this is where I need to be. The interaction I have with my students is just, you know, something magical.
Well, if you do get $1 million from this book, I mean, I think you should probably share it with the students at least.
Oh yeah, we'll have a party for sure.
Oh yeah, they're gonna get the cheese, they're gonna get like the pizza party, and you're just gonna rack all the money.
Pizza
come
party,
on,
yeah.
Come on. So rude, but it's okay. Again, the book is called Twisted Innocence and it's by Tammy Neal. You know, for those who are just picking up the book just now today, you know, what's something that they're gonna kind of explore about, like what's something that's gonna really keep them hooked?
I think that the suspense, the real life, first aid and lifeguarding things that are in there were pulled from actual training and life experiences. So I've had many people think, oh, you know, I've never known that this much went into this, or there's that much process behind just being a lifeguard. So that got a lot of people intrigued. Just the blossoming relationship between the characters, I think, keeps them suspenseful, keeps them going. And of course, you know, the stalker involved.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I'm excited for people to pick up the book. Tammy Neal, again, it's called Twisted Innocence and it's on Amazon. For those who want to keep up to date with you, Tammy, you know, where can they find you and where can they follow your success?
Oh, that's a good one. I am on Twitter. I tweet a lot, both of my writing and my classroom. It's, hold on. I wasn't prepared for that part. Tammy M. Neal.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, Mrs. Tammy Neal, TamiNeal.
Awesome.
And then I have Instagram as well, Tammy Neal.
That's really cool. Well, Tammy, you know, for those who are just starting to write for the first time, what kind of advice do you have for them? You know, being that you are a seventh grade writing teacher, you know, what some advice do you have for those who are even students, you know, just trying to get their first book published?
You know, that you don't need to stop. It doesn't need to be perfect the first time around or even the 10th time around. Get your ideas out, get them on paper, and then go back and revisit and revise and edit from there. But just the process of getting your ideas onto paper, I think, is the part where we stop, because, you know, it's not perfect and I can't move forward because I'm missing this. No, just keep writing. Keep going.
That's awesome. Well, Tammy Neal, seriously, thank you so much for coming on the show, and best of luck with everything. Again, the book is called Twisted Innocence and it's by Tammy Neal. Tammy Neal, everybody, thanks so much for joining us here on the Zach Feldman Show.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live, back and more. Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.